everybody. Welcome to another episode of Sex in the City. Hi, Nana. How are you doing?
I'm good. Unsolicited weather report again. Like, the rain is trying to wash us all away. And it's supposed to continue raining all week. It feels like Florida in Dallas because it's so humid and so hot and just wet. So, yeah. That's how I'm doing. How are you doing?
I'm good. Try to stay dry. I can't believe we are in the penultimate episode of the series. Not a season. The series.
Did I ever tell you that in the UK, seasons are called series? So you just kind of broke my brain for a little bit there when you said that.
You didn't tell me, but I know it.
Okay.
So, yeah. They call it series one, series two. Yeah. I can't even believe you asked me that.
I watch pretty shows.
They call it that. Series
when
one,
you said the end of the series, I was like, what? Yeah, I was very confused for just like a nanosecond and I remembered where I was.
You guys, she's just rejecting us. She's been here, but she's rejecting us, like,
fine, you know. It is what it is.
So yeah, this is season 6, episode 19, An American Girl in Paris, part 1. This is the episode where Carrie moves to Paris, big mix-up pop-up. Samantha is experiencing hot flashes. Charlotte is starting her journey into adoption. And Miranda was the one in the backseat today. She didn't really have, like, a storyline. So, how did you feel about the episode?
I liked it. I actually really liked it. I actually started watching part 2 right after. And I was trying to remember how much I remembered. I didn't finish part 2, but I was trying to, because I remembered, like, there being so much excitement for the finale. I remember exactly where I was when I watched it, and I was like, I don't really remember everything that happened. But I remember some of it, but I really enjoyed it. How did you feel about it?
Yeah. It was good. Season 6 has been a hit, back-to-back, good episodes. I still remember the finale, so it looks like it's going to be a complete home run, and every episode has been a delight to watch. But before we get into the episode, Sex and the City celebrated its 25th anniversary. I can't believe it's been 25 years. I feel like we've been saying 20 years. And it's 25 years. And I was reading stuff about it, and there were some fun facts that I figured we'd just share just for the fun of it. So Sex and the City had 94 total episodes, which means that this is our 93rd episode of the podcast. Yay! HBO paid $100,000 to option Candace Bushnell's newspaper columns, which I find interesting because I thought it was a book.
Me too. So does that mean the book came after the show?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't research, but I found that very interesting. The cost of the tutu that Carrie was wearing in the opening credits was $5. That one I knew because I think Patricia Fields was like their designer and she just found that in a yard sale or something like that. So cute. She was supposed to wear something else. There were 96 total sex scenes. And I'm sure 58 was Miranda. Oh, no. Who do you think had more sex than Samantha did for sure? Sorry, that was a stupid question. Sorry, guys. So let me say 72 was... Let me do a hypothetical breakdown. Let's say 60 was Samantha, 20 was Miranda. How many is left? 20. Then 10 was Charlotte and 10 was Carrie.
Do you think Carrie has 10? Charlotte had way more than she did.
Okay. Charlotte had 15 and Carrie had 5.
Yes.
There were 92 questions Carrie asked in her columns throughout the show. And I found that interesting because if we had 94 total episodes and she only asked 92 questions, my guess is these last two episodes are the ones that did not have the question because she was not working anymore.
Yeah, I was about to say, so wait, when were the episodes where she didn't ask questions? But yeah, clearly, these ones.
Yeah. The series finale aired February 22nd, 2004, and it had 10.6 million people watch that. Which, if you keep up with ratings these days, that is like so far away from reality right now. If you get a show to even be in a, at a mill, which is what the Vanderpump Rules are doing because of the scandal, that's a win. So to think 10.6 on a subscription channel, that's pretty huge.
All I've been hearing for weeks is Vanderpump. I even had to mute it because I'm like, I don't know what a Sandoval is. It sounds like a medieval torture device. I don't know, Wagwan with all of that. I'm tired of hearing about it. What now? I'm going to tell you to give me the tea or what the hell a Sandoval is. But yes.
That's okay. I have a voice note that is that summarizes everything that I can send to you.
Thank you.
And finally, the cost of Carrie's most expensive outfit is $80,000, and it was the Atelier Versace dress that she wears in the finale.
Oh, and okay.
We haven't covered that yet, but in my memory, the dress that she wears in this episode when she was waiting for Alexander is what I have as her wearing in the finale.
That may be it. So that dress looks fucking expensive. Like, ridiculously expensive. Yeah, so
unless she wore it again, that's what my memory has. Because I'm like, if she wore it, like, why would that be another dress in the finale? But we'll see what it is or isn't. But yeah, I think it's pretty cool. I mean, the other day, someone was like, they felt like Sex and the City was underrated. Do you agree with that? Because I don't.
No, not at all. Not at all. Only thing, it's been so, well, now we're near the end, like, I know we're getting a bit retrospective, but just watching, small things to me, I've realized that Samantha was just as, if at times not more stylish than Carrie. I feel like Carrie's always been, like, the fashion icon, fashion icon, fashion icon. And I'm like, you know what, Samantha, I feel like has had just as many hits. And also, Charlotte could dress down too, but just in a... Well, in a style that will be fashionable and popular now with their quiet luxury bullshit. Do you know what I mean? So I feel like that's been interesting to me, seeing it, because I'm like, I wonder why she wasn't an icon, even though I guess Carrie's the main character. But yeah.
Yeah, I think why is because, yes, Samantha had hits and she was stylish, but I think her looks were more wearable. Carrie played around. Like, some of Carrie's looks were not, like, everyday, anybody can just pull that off. But Samantha's were.
Yeah.
So that's the difference for me. So they all dress nicely except Miranda, but, yeah.
Yeah. Miranda stopped wearing those horrible suits they used to put her in, so it's not terrible. Could be worse.
Speaking of that, did we talk about Samantha being in Just Like That?
No, we haven't spoken about it. I'm not excited. I'm sorry.
I mean, she's not going to be in any scenes with people. It's going to be in the finale. She shot it by herself. But baby steps. If she's doing that, I wonder what changed her mind. I wonder what made her come. Everybody has a price. But I think it'll be exciting to see where it goes. Like, it seems like the door is cracked open and it's not a never say never. So who knows?
Yeah, I just feel like it's going to be like a Zoom call or some bullshit like that. And I'm just like, why bother? Sorry. I don't know. This show, anyway, I'm not going to get started. I'll save it for when it starts. Let me be positive.
I'm fine with it. So,
you know, if it wasn't pretending to be good. Do you know what I mean? I feel like I like bad TV when the TV itself knows it's good, is bad. It's the same way I enjoy the Fast and the Furious movies, that they're awful movies. I feel like they're aware it's bad. You know, they're not trying to be anything they're not. And that's why I can't get into one Just Like That. So, yeah. And I also think the writing is really poor, trying to please every demographic and everybody, and it's just failing on every front. But, yeah.
Okay, so now let's get into the episode. So, Carrie is packing for Paris, and she's going through her voice messages. She gets one from Alexander. She gets one from Miranda, who I guess they've made up, because the last thing we saw, they were yelling at each other on the street.
Yep.
Because
at least she addresses it on the call, right?
I'm sorry, what?
No, I said at least she addresses their argument on the call. They're not pretending it.
Yeah. So she says they have reservations for 6 because she leaves at 9, which I just thought was outrageous. I would not be doing anything the day I have a flight. Like, going to dinner and then coming back and then changing, and then last minute things, no, too much going on. So she does get a message from Big saying that he's in town and he would like to see her, so call him. And once again, she deletes the voice message. Clap, 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 all around. She walks out in a lovely pink dress and coat and faces Big in his limo. And he says if Muhammad won't come to the mountain, and then says, hiya, kid. I really, really truly
have something to say about that.
He tells her that she was in the neighborhood and saw her light on. She tells him that she's late for dinner with the girls, and he's like, it's 5:45. And he's like, get in, it's cold. Carrie can't say no to Biggs. She enters the limo. He tells his driver to give them a minute, and Carrie's like, it's cold. He's like, eh, he's a tough guy, and I'll tip like I'm a Rockefeller. Did you think that was mean of Big to do?
No. Did you?
To tell the guy to get, I thought it was. It seemed like it was freezing. Like, the limos, nice. To my knowledge.
It wasn't nice, but he's going to make up for it with a huge tip, and I actually believe it.
I mean, that's fine. It's just the humanity of it.
And she won't let him into her flat. So how else are they going to chat?
I was about to say it. Most limos have like a window that you can put up. And honestly, I don't know what they're going to talk about that is like going to be so groundbreaking. But it just really seemed like it was really cold. That was my only thing. Like, he can tip, but it's not going to change. If he has hypothermia, he can't spend it. So,
But I will say Carrie was about to walk in that cold to go get a cab. So it can't be that bad.
She doesn't care. She doesn't care about the cold. She would do anything for fashion.
He will be fine.
So, she immediately apologizes for not returning his calls. I'm like, why? Why are you apologizing? And then he says he was beginning to feel like a needy chick. And did he do something to piss her off? She says no, she's been busy with other things. He says he knows he freaked out about them and she was amazing to him. She keeps cutting him off and he's like, can I just finish? He says he's been thinking about them a lot and she goes, it's fine. You don't need to worry about anything. Carrie does mention the driver. We get a shot of him, like his hands in his pocket. He's breathing, his breath is coming out on there, and she has to meet the girls. He says, got it. How about dinner tomorrow? He sees the hesitation and he's like, how about drinks? Another hesitation and he's like, I'm starting to feel like that chick again. And I'm like, I just love seeing him suffer.
Yes, me too.
I wish she didn't tell him, but she's like, I'm not going to be here because I'm leaving for Paris. He says, wow, you're finally taking that vacation, huh? And honestly, that line made me think of how deep the betrayal is. This woman has always wanted to go to Paris. You have the means to take her to Paris. You did not take her to Paris. Instead, you went to Paris, did not invite her, and got married to someone younger. So she says it's not a vacation. She's going there with the man she's in a relationship with. I'm like, why didn't she say boyfriend?
Because he's not a boy. He's a 50-year-old man.
Don't care. Say your man friend.
This is her lover.
She says he's wonderful and she's happy, so he shouldn't feel bad about anything. She says goodbye, and then she steps out of the limo. He comes out and is like, wait, 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 what do you mean goodbye? She says she has to go. Big gets out and is like, what are you doing saying goodbye and jumping out the car? Are you moving to Paris? When were you going to tell me? I'm like, dude, you moved to California. We're not going to tell her, so you do not get to earn anything. He says, you're not even going to tell me who he is. Again, why does she have to tell him who it is? So she tells him who it is, and this man cracks a joke. Wait, joke in quotation marks. He's like, oh, you're going to Paris with a Ruski? And that pisses Carrie off somehow. And she walks away telling him, you do this every time. Do you have a radar? Like, it's like every time I'm happy, is Carrie happy? It's time to sweep in and shit on it. He's like, no, I don't. I'm like, oh, yeah, you do.
Yes, that's exactly what you do.
He says, I came to tell you that I made a mistake and you and I are, and she screams, you and I are nothing. You cannot do this to me again. You cannot jerk me around. And then I had flashbacks. Because what was I thinking about? Their wedding. He did do this to you again. When they were screaming and he stood her up. So Big says, it's different. And Carrie says, it's never different. It's 6 years. You should never call me. You should forget my number. And in fact, forget my name. And she runs away. I was like, what are you running away from? It's the street and it's cold. Leaving Big shook as hell. Thoughts?
I wanted to clap so hard for her, but then I knew it wasn't going to last, no offense. So it didn't hit the same. But I was so proud of her in that moment. You know what I mean? But then I was like, it's not going to last.
I wish she would have done that earlier. And I wish she would have done that earlier. And also, it's just, again, the fact that these two ended up together is such a joke. Like, this man has taken Carrie for idiot, like, so many times. And it's like, how do you even move past that? But, oh, well.
My thing, like, Big could have 100% changed, whatever. But with men like that, whenever they're ready to settle down, it's always on their terms. Everything is on their terms and will forever be on their terms. So, yes, whatever. Let me be charitable and say, yes, he's seen the error of his ways. He's realized it's the woman he needs. But, okay. My thing is, okay, when you're ready, if she's with someone else and doesn't want to be with you, you're just going to have to eat that. That is part of life and the risk you take. Simple. But yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
So we see Carrie venting to the girls that Big has been doing this for years and she's upset that he's ruining her last night in New York. And she's like, fuck him. And then the girls give a look. I don't know what that means. Carrie gives a sweet toast, thanking the girls. No.
The look meant she's full of shit. It's when you know someone's hung up on someone, but you're just letting them say how much they hate them, but you're like, okay, sure. She's angry with him.
Okay. I mean, that crossed my mind, but I guess they don't believe that. Well, Miranda hates him. I just thought they bought into the whole Alexander thing for the fact that she's even moving for him. Like, if she wasn't sure, she wouldn't move, so... That's why, it makes sense. But that was why I was like, oh, does that mean something else or whatever? So, but yeah, then it makes sense. So Carrie gives a sweet toast, thanking the girls for cheering her up. And Charlotte's already crying. And Samantha is consoling her. And then she's just like, what if I never met you? That's to all of them. And then it made me think, did we ever have an episode of how they met?
No.
If we ever had an episode of how they met. And how the hell did they go through that? Without that, I remember one episode, but I think it's how they met. Was it Samantha? Something about when they were in college.
I think they briefly mentioned how they met. I don't think they met Samantha in college because she's a lot older than them. She's more than 4 years older than them. Do you know what I mean? It has been mentioned.
Yeah.
But it was literally a throwaway comment, and I'm really trying to remember. But they've never gone into detail, no.
Yeah. And we didn't watch the Carrie Diaries, so I don't know if...
Yeah, we're not doing that, sorry.
That was but that seems very strange that they would never have an episode of how four soulmates met.
Yeah.
Interesting. So they're all sobbing as the waiter comes by, and then Samantha changes topics and was like, so who wants to talk about chemo? Chemo is kicking my ass that she's in menopause. It came early. And they all laugh and they're like, that did the trick. So Carrie's headed to the airport and she puts her Carrie plate necklace in her purse as she heads to the car. Samantha is at dinner. I was about to say with friends until I realized that it was a cancer benefit and she's having a hot flash. She comes up with an idea to shake up the benefit because we were talking about doing the same old same. And the lady who I assume is the head of the benefit tells them that she will be giving a speech and that she should say something inspirational. She tells Samantha that her in-laws are coming, so try not to say fuck so much. Carrie arrives in Paris looking as cute as can be. She just looked really cute.
Yes, yeah,
and Carrie goes to the salon. They tell her that Alexander is there, and he's hugged up on some young girl. And Carrie's like, oh. But it turns out that that's his daughter, Chloe. I'm like, I mean, I guess. I don't know. Maybe that's
how you get that reaction.
I knew he wasn't cheating, but at first glance, if I see someone hugged up that much, trust me, daughter would not be the first thing that came to mind. So it's not a good first meet. It's like Carrie cannot say the right thing. Her cutesy thing is not working with Chloe, and it's just not a good thing. So
also, Chloe is not being very nice either. So I think it's gonna hurt.
She's not.
Yeah.
That's true. But also, I mean, does Chloe get the same? You know how we say Alexander is just like being European.
Yeah. So Chloe's just being French.
Does she get the same pat? Yeah.
There's some of that to it. But I do also feel like there's like a kind of additional bite of her testing her as well.
Mm. Yeah. So Alexander mentions that he asks Chloe for drinks, but the only time she has is now. And Carrie's like, oh no, that they can have their alone time and she'll just go up and take a nap and all that stuff. Alexander tells her that he has to meet people from the museum and he'll eat light and they'll go out and have dinner when he comes back. Carrie goes up to her room. She's taking it all in. And honestly, then I felt so happy for Carrie in that moment. It's just like all her dreams going out.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was agreeing with you. That's all. Yes. All her dreams coming true.
Yeah. Just when she was in the balcony, jumping up and down. Just like the little girl in her was so happy. And I really felt happy for her.
Yeah.
So we hear the voiceover. 10 hours later, she is sitting in the gorgeous dress, the dress that we were referring to earlier, and Alexander never showed up. Then we move back to Charlotte and Harry. I want to say that I'm glad that the others got a storyline. I just thought it was going to be all about the Paris thing. So when I saw them pop up, I was like, oh, yay, that's nice.
Yes. The show is about
so Charlotte and Harry. Except Miranda. Charlotte and Harry are going through adoption paperwork, and Charlotte says, you know, Harry's going through like how much work it is, and Charlotte just says, God is going to send us a baby from somewhere. Our job is just to fill out the paperwork. And I was like, yes, girl, yes. Alexander comes back, and Carrie is draped out gorgeously in the dress. Like, I can literally see the crew setting it up and telling her how to be placed and placing everything, because it's just like spread out all around her. She's so tiny, so it works.
Do you remember when And Just Like That was announced and they were doing the publicity for it? And I want to say she was on the cover of Vogue or something in a dress that was supposed to be reminiscent of this one. I don't know. It was like only a year or two ago. She had like a cover. If I find it, maybe I'll put it in the show notes. But yeah, okay. I love that. It is literally a fairy tale dress. It's amazing.
It is. It's gorgeous. So he says he's sorry he's late and he turned into a big long thing. And she asked why he didn't call. And he said he did, that she had her do not disturb on. They have a playful moment as he plays with the ruffle and all that. But, you know, in this moment, I mean, we know how it ends. But Alexander is really just an all around guy because he can kill a mouse. He can be playful. He's nice with little kids, and then he can be snobby. So he's just an all-around guy.
Yes. Like, so, sorry, there's not much I'm hating about him at all. So.
So we see Samantha practicing her speech in her underwear with Smith. And she asks, how is it? And he's like, it's kind of stiff. She's like, what? And he's like, I thought it would sound more like you. And in AA, the ones who get it right are the ones who keep it real. And she's like, he doesn't know anything. He might know about AA, but he doesn't know anything about cancer, and she does. So it's a week later, and Carrie goes out shopping, and she started with Dior. I was like, okay, Carrie. Yeah, I didn't know you had Dior money. But she walks in. Well, actually, even if she doesn't have the money. She walks in and this chick dives headfirst to the floor aggressively, and I'm like, how embarrassing. So all her things fly out of her purse. All her things fly out of her purse, and she hurriedly just puts everything back in. Carrie gets back and she has all her bags and she tells Alexandra everything that happens. But he's on the phone when she comes in speaking French. I don't know, probably something to do with his exhibition. So Carrie starts fussing about her Carrie necklace because she couldn't find it. But Alexandra was on the phone. She couldn't quite get him. So I think they're setting up for just, you know, not having. Carrie's used to whining and venting. And she usually has the girls that she can do it for, but it's long distance and he's not. You know, he has to focus on his exhibition. So she just sucks it up and doesn't say anything. So she's walking by a shop and she sees four friends laughing it up. She stops and she stares at them. And she stares at them so long that they look at her and point at her. And she just startles herself back to reality and walks away. She goes to a payphone. That's how long it's been. And calls Miranda. She tells her about her necklace and how no one understands her. And Miranda's like, come home. And that was funny. And then she goes, no, like, I'm just being a baby. And then Miranda asks, aside from the necklace, how's it going? She's like, you know, it's harder than I thought. Like, I don't speak the language. It's too cold and rainy to walk around. I've been to every museum that there could be. And she just kind of feels like lost. And Miranda asks, where's Alex? And I'm like, wait, when did we get to calling him Alex? You even hate it.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, annoying.
Very interesting. Not even Carrie calls him Alex. So, you know, Carrie never calls Alexander by his name to his face.
Yeah. I don't think that's weird, though, at all. Because I'm literally thinking, like, when I'm dating... Yeah, it's not that strange to me to not call them by their
like
name.
Like, even when you want to call them to do something, like, what does she call them? Like, if they're in another room and you're like, oh, can you get this for me? Oh, okay, what does she call them?
Some people will be like, well, I'm just thinking of myself. I honestly don't think it's that weird because I don't think I use names like that either. I'm literally thinking, I'd be like, hey, or hey, babe. Yeah. I don't think it's that strange.
Yeah, I know. But Carrie doesn't use babe. Well, regardless of what she uses, what I mean is, like, she doesn't address him by anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we never got a scene where she addresses him by anything to his face. Like, even with Miranda, I can see her saying, Steve, come get this. Charlotte, I see Harry, come mm-hmm. get the this or whatever. But we never get a scene of Carrie addressing him by anything.
Yeah.
Is what I mean. So I don't even know what she calls him. Because I was going to say, even Carrie doesn't call him Alex. And then I was like, oh, wait, she doesn't call him anything to his face. So she says the exhibit is taking more time than he thought. Miranda says, come home again. She's like, you sound really upset. So Carrie says she's just being a baby and she starts crying, just saying, like, I just miss you guys so much. And I felt so much bad for her because it's just, it's not easy moving to a new place and you don't have your people or your places or anything. So
yeah, I'm trying not to let things color like my opinion because it is Carrie, but I do get it because there's always, I feel like that time is the hardest because once the euphoria of finally being in a new place wears off, you're gonna be like, oh shit. And my thing's that she doesn't speak the language. That's a big thing. But also, did you not know this before you moved? Do you know what I mean? Like, I know, like, it's going to be hard and you're going to feel down and you're going to miss your friends. That's all okay. But I think my issue was her acting like it was a surprise to feel that way. You know, like, I don't speak the language. Yes. Like, that's bound to happen. You know? So, yeah. Yes.
That is what I was going to say. Was like, she's human. She's allowed to have those feelings. But also, it's just been a week. It was never going to be easy. And mm-hmm. one would hope that those were all the things you factored when you were moving to a new country.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, she says that she just has too much time to think. And Miranda's like, what does that mean? And Carrie is smart when she puts a caveat and is like, can I tell you something that you can't use against me when I feel better and everything is great? And she's like, what is it? She says, I keep thinking about Big. And what it would be like if she came with Big. She says it's something she does when things aren't going well with a guy. She compares them to Big. And I wanted to pause a little bit and talk about what it is to make someone your benchmark. The adjective that comes to mind is that's a dangerous thing, because sometimes we tend to make someone who might not even be worth a benchmark a benchmark.
I've been there. I've 100% been there. And actually, I will even say it's only within the last like 5-6 years that I stopped doing this bullshit. Because one of my exes, he was definitely the benchmark for like a good, 8 years of my life. I was like, they don't make me feel the same way this, like he did. Or we don't have as much chemistry. Or they don't kiss as good as this person. Even though this person was the worst, do you know what I mean? Like, it was just natural. And then I grew up. Maybe it's not growing up. I don't think that's fair. It's just maybe you just become a bit smarter about things. And you realize that, you know what? If a person was always making me feel, oh, so excited, like, I'm sure. I was confusing stress for excitement, you know? I'm definitely guilty. 100% of comparing people, and maybe I still do it, I can't lie, but just not on as grand a scale. And I also recognize that I'm doing it now. I think that's the difference. But what about you?
Yeah, and it's like a rose-colored glasses kind of thing, because then you're comparing to just the good things about them.
Yes.
And forgetting all the bad things about them. Like, no. And sometimes it's like comparing the flaws of who you're especially if that was something they excelled in. So it's just like just not even a valid comparison. And she was doing that with Big, and it's just like, not Big. Yeah. But yeah, it's a payphone, and they hang up on her, and the conversation with Miranda cuts off, and that was it. So then we see Samantha at the benefit, giving her speech, dripping in sweat in a bad wig, actually. This was one of her worst wigs.
It looked like Barbie hair, like plastic.
So she's going on, and they're showing people just glazed over, not interested in it. And then she goes off script, takes off her wig, and she's like, oh, fuck it. And then takes off her wig. And then someone else joins her, and then everyone in the room starts taking off their wigs. She gets a standing ovation. Smith is so excited, and he jumps up in excitement and is hooping and hollering.
So, did you notice there's this meme of a black woman taking off her wig that people have been using for years, and this is the scene it's from? So it cracked me up. There's quite a few black women, but it's just one particular and it's like such a popular gif and meme that people use all the time, and I was just like, oh, this is where it comes from, seeing it live in the flesh. So yeah.
I'm gonna be on the lookout. I don't know the meme.
She gives her a thumbs up. You're gonna see it, because people use that meme a lot. But I was going to say, I love Samantha's hair in a pixie cut. Like, it suits her. She's a pretty woman, Kim Cattrall. I just feel like it suited her face.
But whoever also did the pixie cut wig, that was great. Because it really looks like hair growing back.
It does. Yeah. Good job.
So Charlotte is in Carrie's house picking up her recommendation letter when she sees a laptop on her bed. Why the hell did Carrie leave her laptop?
Thank you.
That's so odd. That is so odd. Like, you only use your laptop for your job? Like, what if you got a job there? What if someone said, can you write about being in Paris? Like, it's so odd to me.
I'm so glad you had all the same questions, because I didn't understand. Like, you keep banging on about how your life mission is to be a writer, you're a writer, you're a writer, you're a writer. And okay, your column's been discontinued. So you're going to leave your laptop across an ocean? What? And also, maybe if you had your laptop with you in Paris, you wouldn't be so stressed out that you don't speak the language. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have something to do.
And in all of her bitching, Carrie never mentioned trying to look for, like, I mean, yes, she doesn't speak the language, but I'm sure there's an American community. There could be some job, like, listen, Vogue, that you work for. Where's that lady who told you to set you up? Mm-hmm. There's no connection that you could do anything. Come on, but okay, we gotta
like no plans.
Suspend reality. So, Carrie gets a call, and Charlotte is just staring at the phone, and it's Big leaving a message on how he has nothing to lose except her, and he loves her. And I'm like, she told Big she was leaving, right? And yeah. Technically, this is like a week and a half later, so he's just calling. Anyways, she picks up the phone, and the next thing we see is Big walking in to meet with the three of them at one of the diners. He looks so out of place. Like, it's not fine dining or anything, and he just walks in, towering over the place. So Miranda is me, because she's just glaring at him. Like, you're the enemy, but I found someone I hate more than you, so... Big says... I love
this scene, though. It's because it's about time he got to be interrogated and felt uncomfortable by her friends, because he made no effort when they were together. So, about time. Yeah.
So Big says he fucked up. Samantha gave him a look. He goes many times. So he asked them for advice. He was like, you know her better than anyone, that you guys are the loves of her life, and a guy is lucky to come in fourth. That melted Samantha's heart, I think. I thought it was cute. And if they think he has the slightest chance, he will be on the next plane to Paris. But if she's really happy, he wouldn't want to wreck that for her. I mean, that's a lie, but okay, you have to say that. So Miranda leans in towards him and whispers, go get our girl. I'm like, okay, I mean, I guess.
Yeah. Sorry, I was very, very conflicted about this scene. Like, if we're trying to be realistic about it. Because if Carrie is as happy as she thinks she is, right? And so Big has never really been great to her. Why are you encouraging this? I feel like Miranda's go get our girls because she wants her friend back in New York. You know? It's got...
Yeah.
And she doesn't love Alexander, but you can't tell me he's worse than Big. Like, be for real. He hasn't done anything for her at this point. Like, nothing to her. Fraction of what all the years of suffering that Big has put Carrie... He literally married someone else. He had her cheating. Like, there's just so much. He ruined her relationship with Aiden. Her engagement, I should say. Like, it doesn't... It's, to me, it's pure selfishness that you're telling him to go get her back. But if you truly, like, truly, truly, truly care about your friend and what's best for her, why are you encouraging this? Because even Charlotte, like, I guess, setting up this meeting, I know she's a diehard romantic, but I'm just like, I don't really get the motivation. Like, I know it's like TV and it's cute. Yeah, get the girl back at the end. But this man hasn't treated her well at all. So why are they all for this? It's because she's in a different country and they just want her back. So I think it's out of selfishness. So yeah.
I think that playing devil's advocate, it's just giving in to the inevitable. Regardless of what they say, Carrie is under Big spell. So even if they let her stay with Alexander, who treats so well, who does nothing, that statement of saying, of telling Miranda that she keeps wondering about Big, you're still wondering about another man. If he treated you that bad, you wouldn't even utter that, especially to Miranda, who you know hates him. And the way she's just like, he comes in, he ruins everything. And like you said, the look that they all give each other, and they're just like, maybe knowing their girl, like, this is who she likes. We can't control anything. Let her just try it out. And if it doesn't work, we'll be there to pick up the pieces. But I think that's just devil's advocate. I don't know. But everything you said is correct. Like, I would not wish Big on my worst enemy.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Because if it were me in any of their situation, I would be like, he only thinks that he wants her because she's been blanking him for the last few months.
Thank you. He never just wants her now because he can't have her.
In the position of power, and she finally reclaims her power, and all of a sudden you're like, what? Yeah. And now you just want to prove that you can still get her and all that. And also, like you said, it's a TV show, so. Yeah. But yeah, in reality, nope. I'd be like, let it play out with Alexander. Let her come back on her own, but.
Exactly. And Big, if you're really about it, you either wait to see. But anyway, yeah. Whatever.
So Carrie and Alexander are out, and he gives her a necklace. He's like, it's not your Carrie necklace, but I just thought this would be nice. And she's like, it looks so expensive. He's like, let's just say you can't just throw it in your old purse like that. It's gleaming, guys. It's very expensive. And then she puts it on, and I'm like, people on TV never struggle to wear their necklace. They just put it on one time, and it stays. I'm always like, it's always like that. So Alexander says he knows he's been busy, but as soon as the exhibit is over, it will be just two of them. Then somebody yells out his name. It turns out that it's his best friend, and he's with his girlfriend, who's black, and they start chatting. They all sit together, but they're all chatting in French, and you see Carrie just feeling out of place, and the episode ends.
Yeah. I feel bad because I'm like, this is what you should expect, though. Oh, sorry, but the language barrier is going to be a big thing. And, like, this move was never going to be easy. But I still feel like it's something you have to do as a human being. Whether it works out or not, you owe it to yourself to at least try. And to truly try. Not just half-ass it. If I were in Carrie's shoes, I know we just discussed, like that whole, I would sublet my apartment for I'd let him pay my rent or whatever. In my head, I would be like, I'm going to give it 1 year. I'm going to go all out for 1 year. And if at the end of a year, I feel like I don't want to do this, I'm taking my ass back to New York. But in that 1 year, I'm going to try my best to learn the language, to meet people, all of that. Like, to really, really do it. Because I'm not going to pack up and move across an ocean. Just because I'm going to really try. That's how I would have thought about it. But yeah.
It's very, very workable, but Carrie's not built for it. You cannot tell me that Carrie, she might not be the most famous, but she has a name for herself. Mm-hmm. She has an angle she can work with. She could easily find a publication.
Easily. And so Paris has been the home of creatives for as long as I can remember. Like even back in the 30s and 40s, 50s, even Black Americans who were being shunned in this country went to Paris to make a name for themselves. People who didn't speak French when they got there. Like, and even now, like you said, I'm sure there's an American community there that can help her out. Like, there are things that you're going to have to help yourself as well. It sucks, but you're right. Carrie doesn't like hard work at all for anything. Nope. So
needs to be handed over to her. She just smiles and it just happens. But it's absolutely workable and doable. So whatever she gets, she deserves.
Exacto mundo. But yeah, I'm excited to finish the second episode. I'm kind of sad we're getting nearing the end, but yeah.
I know.
Is there anything else you wanted to add?
Nope.
Okay, can you please tell the people where they can find us?
Yes, you can find us at the Rewatch Times 2. That's TheRewatchX2 on Instagram, on Twitter. And if you want to send us an email, just add@gmail.com.
And please give us a 5-star rating wherever you listen to podcasts, particularly on Apple Podcasts. We'd really, really, really appreciate it. Thank you guys so much for listening. And we'll see you next time for the finale. Oh, I'm Sex in the City. Yes.
Thanks, bye. Guys. Bye.